Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I got to go get Lisa. She's probably waiting, and I apologize. We're running a little bit behind schedule today. And I'm glad that you're listening to the show. Today's show is all about time stealers, and this is interesting, and Lisa and I were talking a little bit about it yesterday. So time stealers, what steals our time? Anyway, hold on 1 second. I'm going to go get Lisa, or she's probably already waiting. Lisa, I'm coming to get you in just a second. So anyway, I hope everybody's having a great day, and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Who doesn't, right? That's where you get to eat, right? That's where you get to eat. And a friend of mine, she always says that during Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving through Christmas, you could eat anything and not gain any weight. Isn't that cool? So never gaining any weight. And Lisa is not here, so let me go see if I can find her, and we'll go from there. But I'm glad you guys are here, and not sure where she's at. But I'm sure she will be here in just a second. So anyway, is everybody getting ready for the holiday? Who's not, right? I mean, it's the only time where you have freedom to eat whatever you want and not gain any weight. This is what a friend of mine used to tell me. I love her. She's just such a cutie. She's from my home in North Carolina. And let me go get Lisa, and we'll go from there, okay? So anyway, how are you guys doing? Let me get this. Okay. Hi. All right. Let me go get Lisa. And, is everybody getting ready for the holiday? I'm sure you are. Are you having turkey? Some people don't have turkey, right? I have a friend of mine who's a vegetarian, and they have something different anyway. My friend here, let me go find her and see what we can do. Hold on, you guys, in just a second. I'm going to go get her, okay? I got that. Let's add call. Lisa, hold on 1 second. I want you to love this. I'm a little nervous because I don't like to be late, and I am. Hold on. Just gonna cancel right here. Okay, hold on a minute. Okay. Hold on. Okay, to coil. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Guys, I don't mean to be rude or anything like that. I'm just trying to get it done right, and I'm, like, running behind, and that's not good. So please forgive me. I'm going to get it, and I promise you I will. Lisa Coyle. Listen up here. Right. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I'm not sure. Hold on 1 second. I'm not sure what's going on here. My phone is doing acting up, and that's okay too. Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Okay. I don't know where she's at, so try to call her, and she's not here, and that's okay too. It's all good. And not as I said, how are you guys doing? So today, I should do it about a phone call, right? How do you lose time with your phone? A phone is a big time stealer, isn't it? We spend so much time on the phone, and we don't work with our kids a lot of times. So But anyway, on that note, hold on one just a second. One more try here. I'm going to try Lisa again. All right. Lisa. Okay. Okay. Nope, not that one. All right. Lisa. Okay. Anyway, not that one either. Hold on one second. I'll try one other thing here. And see what we can do. Okay, Lisa. Hold on one second. I'm going to do it like this. Call Lisa Coyle. Call Lisa Coyle. Not working. Anyway, my phone's doing some weird things, so I apologize about that. Anyway, so let me talk about this. What is time stealers? Well, let's talk about that. So one of the things that will, you know, arguing, that's a time stealer a lot of times. And that it kills you when you argue about BS stuff, right? Time stealers, that'll steal your time, right? When you're arguing about the same thing over and over again because you want to be heard, but nothing's being done, right? And so that will steal your time. It just steals it. And, you know, and you don't get anything accomplished a lot of times, right? And that stinks, right? And, time stealers talking about others, that steals your time. When you gossip, I was telling somebody about that yesterday, and I said blaming others, talking about others, and not forgiving. And when you hold on to not forgiving somebody, I was talking to one of my clients this morning, and she was really, 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 she was really struggling with that. Her husband had cheated on her, and she couldn't forgive him. And they have a child that's having some complications right now, health complications. And you hold on to that anger, and it doesn't help you at all. It just really doesn't. And and you think, when's it going to be better? And it just doesn't get better, and that sucks. And that right there, stealing time stealers right there is hard. And then the other thing is that's hard too. It steals your time because when you hang on to that anger and hurt, then you can't move past it. It leads to something else called scarcity thinking. You think that you're always going to be like this. You're always going to feel angry and pissed, right? Or you're always worried about money. I know people worry about a lot of times about money. I've done that before, and that steals your time too as well. And so that's something right there. It's stealing your time. And then the other thing that steals your time is scarcity thinking. As I said, I'm just talking about that. You know, worrying about money, worrying about everything, worrying about who's coming for Thanksgiving, who's going to be angry if they're not invited. That's scarcity thinking. And God says, try not to, and don't do that. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, if God's for you, who could be against you, right? And that we forget that, right? We just do. And so if God is for you, who can be against you? Isn't that true? Right? And because God is a supreme being. And I trust in that, working with people that don't have scarcity thinking. I was on a Zoom call right before I got onto this call, right, today. And it's a group of people that I'm working with, and they're amazing. And we all have common goals in life that we want to do. And the common goals that we have are, we're all of us are in a situation where we want to help people for different reasons. I want to help type 1 diabetics because I am a type 1 diabetic. I've had type 1 diabetes for over 44 years. And I grew up with it. I was a little one, a small child when I got it. And that is who I am, and that's what I know. And so I'm working with people that have type 1 diabetes and complications. And there's ways that you can prevent them. The better you take care of your body and your blood sugar, the complications, you keep them at bay. And so that's a really uplifting thought. But a lot of the diabetics that I know really have a hard time with that. So, you know, working with them to help them believe that they can have something different, that's challenging. And that's scarcity thinking. But they are an oppressed group. And so that's who I work with. And then, you know, some of them, a couple of doctors that I'm working with, they're dentists. And then there's one who is an orthopedic surgeon and he has back problems, you know, and he's wanting to help people get over back problems without surgery. Isn't he great? And then, but I'm working with some amazing people that want to help people. And I think that's a cool thing to have, is working with people that want to help people. Isn't that good? And so that's my goal. And the other thing is that, you know, we're putting videos together where we can, and I'm going to share this with you, that, you know, we're all in this industry where it's self-education. And, you know, our country's been through some stuff, right? And that's scarcity thinking. But, you know, the self-education industry is a $1 trillion industry. So if you want to teach something, now's the time to do it. And so that's what I'm doing. That's what these doctors are doing. They're going, instead of going into, you know, two of them are dentists, one of them orthopedic surgeon. You know, you have me, and I've been a diabetic for 44 years, and I know diabetes well. It's a part of who I am. And I want to help people because I don't have the complications. And how come I don't? But I use a diet that is really keeping my blood sugars really normal. I'm so grateful for that. And I did research on it and continue to do research on it. And one day there'll be a cure for diabetes. But right now the next best thing is to keep your blood sugars in line. And the next best thing, too, for people is that to, you know, is to practice forgiveness, right? Because, you know, when you forgive people, you know, and talk about people, that steals your time. And when you hold on to anger and don't forgive, not forgiving, or blaming others for your problems, that's not good either. And so, you know, you don't want to blame people, right? Because my friend of mine used to tell me, Tari, when you're blaming somebody, there's one finger, you're pointing one finger at them, and three, you're pointing back at you, right? Think about it. And scarcity thinking, blaming others, that steals your time. So imagine that you could do something to help people. And sometimes just take thinking positive thoughts, you know, or the power of prayer is huge, praying for people. That's an amazing situation right there when you pray for people. And prayer brings the vibration up, and it works too as well. So sometimes, you know, I just get a message, a feeling, get a message. I go, God, I'm going to pray for people that need prayer right now. And so I just close my eyes and say a 10, 20-second prayer for people, right? Because when you're praying for humanity, it's all good. And it doesn't mean you have to pray for somebody specific, or maybe you do. But, you know, then that's a good thing right there. So scarcity thinking, pray for people. That eliminates that scarcity thinking. There's your praying, say, I want everyone that needs prayer, I'm sending this prayer out to them. And you may know them, you may not. But I can promise you this, that does work. The other thing that works is that it lifts your feelings, your mentality, too, is when you're praying and thinking about anybody that's praying that they need money. I want to put my prayer in there that they get what they need, or to get what they're looking to create in their life. And so that's something right there. That's helping people right there. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and work in a soup kitchen, although you may, right? Or you can donate a couple dollars here or there. That's helping the scarcity think in your own heart and mind. And that sometimes can be hard, I think. I get annoyed sometimes. There's a guy that always asks me for money, and I see him smoking cigarettes, right, and I'm making a judgment. So I try not to do that. Have I helped him? Absolutely. I've given him a couple dollars for food. But so, you know, scarcity thinking, forgiveness, lack of forgiveness will, you know, is a time stealer, right, holding all that anger and hurt. Like I told my friend, I said, you got to let that go. And, you know, and she's had a sick child for a few years now, so it's been hard for her to deal with that. And there will come a time pretty soon that she's going to be able to. And blaming others, right? How many times have you blamed somebody for the, you know, I've never known when you hate somebody or hate our government or not, you know, hate our government, because how many people hate our president? You hate this one, you hate that one. But hating somebody never changes the hate that they may have. So hating someone or hating a situation doesn't help. It has never stopped anything. If you hate somebody because they hate something, doesn't change anything. And so that's something, you know, instead of, you know, bow your head and say, God, whoever you pray to, I pray to God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, because I think they're the supreme beings here. I would like to pray for everybody now that has holding hate in their heart, including myself, that there's hate there. So I'm saying right now, God, please help those people that are holding on to anger or hostility or hurt in their heart, and help them, help me, help us all, and that we have a make a difference here. And that's what I'm praying for. So that's something there that I want to share with you. That will be good. So I hope that helps you or whoever you're praying for, if you're listening to this, the Time Stealers. As I said, Time Stealers talking about others, gossip, that hurts people. Gosh, does that hurt people? What energy are we putting out when we talk about gossiping? I was telling that to somebody the other day, one of my clients actually, not forgiving, blaming others, and then are just a few things that steal your time, right? And so that's something right there. And then, you know, if you bow your head and just say, please, God, help me. Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it more than you know. And that is something huge right there. So, what's your thoughts about that? I'm going to say this one more time. Let's do this. Let's just say a prayer. God, thank you for helping those people that are holding on to hurt and anger, blaming others, holding on to, you know, not forgiving people, because it's hurting us, meaning those who are holding on to that non-forgiveness, scarcity thinking. Thank you, God, for helping those who don't think they have enough. Help them to realize that you never underfund us. You just don't. And I'm saying that now, although I've had that thinking myself. So thank you for helping us and believe that you never underfund us, and helping us believe for one split second, because you said if we have the faith of a mustard seed, then we'll be able to have whatever we need. So mustard seed is very small. So thank you for that. And thank you for those who are looking to create more wealth, more money, more opportunities. And thank you for those who are starting a business, looking for that promotion, that they get it. Thank you for those who are not feeling well. And thank you for that too as well, that you can help us have that and more. And I know you say when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And so it is. So I'm going to end the show a little bit early today. Thank you for listening in, and I'm so sorry that Lisa wasn't here. I'll have to go find out, make sure everything's okay. I appreciate you, God, for doing everything you can, and thank you for giving us this wonderful Thanksgiving Day next Thursday, that all the families that are getting together will enjoy themselves and have a wonderful, bountiful Thanksgiving. And Black Friday is next Friday, so thank you for that too as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and so it is. Do you know why I say in Jesus' name we pray? Because Jesus said in the Bible, if you ask in my name, in Jesus' name we pray, it will be given to you. And I want to give you this too. There is a app called Messengers. If you go get it, they've got some wonderful things, and it's free. They've got some wonderful things on there, like how to have a relationship or getting to know Holy Spirit, getting to know Jesus, getting to know God. I think God's great as our best friend, don't you? And I would rather be talking to God about how to be the best servant I can to my Heavenly Father. And you go, well, Tree, I don't believe in God. Well, just ask God to show up for you. Ask Jesus to show up for you. And I promise you, when you ask, you'll get it. Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is, I always think, is like the breath of God. And they're all the Holy Trinity. So if you want to understand God more, especially in this time of getting to know God during this holiday season, this is a great time to do that. And just say, God, I want to get to know you. Jesus, I want to get to know you too. Holy Spirit, I want to get to know you. And watch what happens. And go get the Messengers. It's an app that you can download. And it's got. And I would not do it by yourself. He teaches classes. And you can listen in because people have some great questions. Wouldn't you like to get to know the Holy Spirit and say, I don't even know who the Holy Spirit is. You can learn, right? And I think everything's about learning, right? And what a great thing to learn. It beats gossiping. It beats holding on to anger and hurt. I tell you something, and it beats scarcity thinking. How many times have you had thought, I don't have enough of this or this or this? And there will be an answer. I promise you, when you just have the faith of a mustard seed, a little bitty tiny thing, and you have get rid of the scarcity thinking for just a minute, I promise you it will work. And if God's for you, as I said, it's my favorite verse, if God's for you, who can be against you, right? So just for a minute, just say, God, I'd like you to be for me, help me. And maybe you have somebody who's sick. Maybe you have somebody that doesn't have enough. Maybe you have a relationship that you'd like to get help with, and whether it's your family, your children, your loved ones, your spouse, your mate, he or she may be, ask for that, because I promise you God will answer you and say, Holy Ghost, I like, or Holy Spirit, because I like calling Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I like to get to know you. And I promise you the Holy Spirit will show up in your heart, because remember, God said, I will never leave you comfortless. And I will always comfort you. And then he gives us Holy Spirit to do that. Isn't that cool? We have Jesus. Jesus is amazing. I believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And so we don't have to die. Isn't that cool? Who does that? God gave his only son. He'll believe in Jesus will have everlasting life. I think that's cool. So anyway, I've talked a little bit longer. But thank you for allowing me to share with you today. And have a wonderful wonderful day. And I know Lisa and I will be back next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. And I love every one of you. And if you need anything or if you have an idea for a show, please hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you next week. Bye now. Well, we'll talk. I'll do a show next week. But anyway, take care. And if you have any ideas for my YouTube channel, because I'm starting a new one about diabetes, type 1 diabetes. I would like to hear your thoughts, or send me a text and give me an idea for my YouTube channel. Take care, everybody. God bless, and happy Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you before. Bye now.